Tim Haggerty is a minor league baseball broadcaster in Tucson and author of the new book, Root for the Home Team, in paperback from Cider Mill Press and subtitled Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names, like the Fresno Raisin Eaters.
In 1906, they named the club that. And the Fresno Grizzlies, the current AAA team for the San Francisco Giants, in 2006, to honor the Raisin Eaters on their 100th anniversary, every Wednesday, they wore Raisin Eaters uniforms.
Even pesky critters get into the act.
In the 1990s, the Savannah Cardinals had a last-minute change in affiliation to the Los Angeles Dodgers. All of a sudden, the Savannah Cardinals team name no longer fit, so as a way to create their own identity, they had a name the team contest, and they went with Sand Gnats.
But they were itching to do that.
A lot of teams would pick their name based on their city name. And speaking of alliteration, there was actually a team name called the Walla 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 Wallas.
Owned, I hope, by Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. From the book, Root for the Home Team, we can track this name.
The Kannapolis Intimidators took their name after their original owner's name, the late Dale Earnhardt.
Hey, circling the bases, you gotta keep making left turns. Now, consider the Salt Lake City Elders.
Salt Lake City Elders were named after the elder level in the Mormon church. It's a position in their church. So when people saw that, I said, yeah, were there any rookies on this team? But no, it had nothing to do with the ages of the players.
We once did a feature on this team.
In 1995, at the time they announced the Lansing Lugnuts team name, General Motors and some of the other companies were having layoffs, and it was somewhat of a sour subject that they named the team after an automotive part. Since then, it's grown on people, though. They have a slogan there now called Go Nuts.
I actually own a Lansing Lugnut, a rubber hat fans wear, not to be confused with the Wing Nuts.
The Wichita Wing Nuts actually has nothing to do with chicken wings or peanuts. It's because of their place in aviation.
It's too bad the Chicago Cubs don't have a Philippine farm club. They could call it the Manila Folders. There's your offbeat on America in the Morning for Wednesday, May 30th, produced by Tom Dallack, associate producer and webmaster Paul Hill. I'm Jim Bohannon. On the Dial Global Radio Networks.